This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass wedding rebels. Let's cut the crap and get real for a minute.
Yeah.
We're diving deep into Maria Janae's sustainable, budget-friendly wedding planning guide.
Okay.
Because, let's be honest, those fluffy cookie-cutter weddings are about as exciting as watching paint dry.
Seriously, who needs another Pinterest-perfect wedding nightmare? We're here to help you create weddings that are as unique and kick-ass as the couples you work with.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this guide right. It's packed with tips and templates.
Yeah.
Straight-up truth bombs. To help you ditch the bullshit and build a business that aligns with your values.
First things first.
Okay.
Janae goes hard on intention.
Okay.
Like, before you even think about flowers or venues, you got to figure out the why behind the whole damn wedding.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But how the hell do you actually get couples to open up and spill the real tea about what they want? You know, beyond the whole we're in love fairy tale bullshit.
That's where Janae's magic comes in.
Okay.
She's got this killer list of questions that goes way deeper than the typical wedding planner's small talk.
Uh-huh.
It's like therapy, but with better outfits.
Okay, that's kind of brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying if you can get to the core of what really matters to the couple, the rest of the planning just falls into place.
Exactly. It's like a filter for all the bullshit.
Okay.
Does this overpriced floral arrangement actually align with their values? Does this generic-ass venue reflect their personalities? If not, ditch it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we tackle the whole sustainable weddings are expensive myth? Because let's be real.
Right.
Most couples are working with a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be scared off by the whole eco-friendly thing.
Janae breaks it down beautifully.
Okay.
She shows how choosing local in-season flowers can actually save money.
Okay.
Not only are you cutting down on transportation costs and that ridiculous markup, but you're also supporting local businesses.
Right.
It's a win-win, bitch.
Okay, but what about those couples who are obsessed with peonies in December?
Mm-hmm.
How do you convince them to embrace the beauty of, like, a goddamn sunflower?
Janae suggests creating a mood board with local seasonal flowers.
Okay.
Show them how stunning and unique their arrangements can be.
Right.
And don't be afraid to drop some knowledge about the environmental impact of shipping flowers across the globe.
Yeah, guilt them into it. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But seriously, education is key.
Yeah.
And speaking of education, let's talk about venues.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of couples get caught up in the whole Pinterest perfect venue trap and end up spending a fortune on a space that's basically a blank canvas.
Right. And then they have to spend even more money on decor to try to make it look like something it's not.
Exactly.
Janae is all about embracing the natural beauty of a venue.
Okay.
Find a space with killer architecture, stunning views, a lush garden, whatever floats their boat.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But what about rentals? I mean, sure, you can rent linens and tables and shit, but what about the really cool, unique stuff? Where do you even find that?
Janae's got you covered.
Okay.
She provides a list of resources for finding rental companies that specialize in sustainable and unique decor.
How cool.
Vintage furniture, repurposed materials, locally made art, you name it.
Oh, wow.
You can rent it.
That's awesome.
And honestly, rentals can be way cheaper than buying all that shit, especially if you're only going to use it once.
Damn, Janae's like the MacGyver of sustainable weddings.
Wow.
Speaking of things you only use once.
Okay.
Let's talk about disposables, because I'm all about reducing waste.
Uh-huh.
But I also know that some couples are just not into the whole washing dishes thing.
Totally, and Janae gets that.
Okay.
She suggests opting for compostable disposables.
Okay.
You can find plates, cups, cutlery, the whole shebang, made from bamboo, palm leaf, sugar cane, all kinds of cool eco-friendly materials.
Okay, that's actually pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real. Sometimes those compostable disposables can look, you know, a little crunchy.
Right.
How do you make sure they don't clash with the overall vibe of the wedding?
Janae's got some killer tips for elevating the look of compostable disposables.
Okay.
Think linen napkins, creative table settings, natural elements like wood and stone.
Gotcha.
It's all about presentation, baby.
So you're saying you can have your eco-friendly cake and eat it too?
Hell yeah, you can.
I love that.
And speaking of eating, let's talk about those damn wedding invitations.
Yes.
I swear I have a stack of them on my fridge that's taller than me.
Great. It's like a graveyard of wasted paper.
Yes.
So what's the sustainable solution here? Go digital.
Digital invitations are definitely a great option.
Yeah.
Save the trees, save the money, save yourself the headache of dealing with RSVPs. But Janae also understands that some couples still want that tangible invitation experience.
Okay, so what's the eco-friendly alternative to traditional paper invites?
Janae suggests getting creative with the paper itself. Think recycled paper, seed paper. You can even find paper made from alternative fibers like bamboo and hemp.
Oh, wow.
And when it comes to printing,
yeah,
look for eco-friendly inks and printing methods.
All right, let's brainstorm some more unconventional invitation ideas.
Okay.
What about carrier pigeon? Too much. Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
But seriously, I think couples are ready for something different.
Yeah.
Something that reflects their personalities and their commitment to sustainability.
Absolutely. And that's where you, the badass wedding vendors and venues, come in.
Mm-hmm.
You're the ones who can make this shit happen.
Yes.
You're the ones who can help couples ditch the traditional bullshit and create weddings that are as unique and unforgettable as they are.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just planning weddings here.
Yeah.
We're creating experiences.
That's right.
We're building memories.
Mm.
We're making a goddamn difference.
Yes.
And that's what makes this shit so damn exciting.
It's about more than just flowers and table settings.
Huh.
It's about creating a celebration that's in alignment with the couple's values, their vision, their love story.
And having a shit ton of fun while doing it.
Word.
All right, let's take a quick pause to refresh those cocktails.
Okay.
When we come back, we're diving even deeper into Janae's guide, exploring some of her more unconventional tips and strategies.
Sounds good.
Don't go anywhere.
All right. We've talked about intention flowers, venues, and even fucking disposables.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay.
What are some actionable steps you as wedding vendors can take to really make a difference?
Yeah, let's get practical. No more airy-fairy bullshit. Give us the goods.
First off, educate yourselves.
Okay.
Read Janae's guide. Check out other resources on sustainable wedding practices.
Mm-hmm.
The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to advise your clients.
Knowledge is power, baby. Become the fucking Yoda of sustainable weddings.
Exactly. Next, build relationships with local vendors who share your values. Florists who prioritize local and seasonal blooms. Caterers who source sustainable ingredients. Rental companies that offer eco-friendly options. Create a network of badass businesses that can support each other.
That's like a Justice League of sustainable wedding vendors. Together, you can make a real impact.
And don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
Right.
If a couple comes to you with a traditional wedding vision,
yeah,
don't just blindly follow it.
Okay.
Present them with alternative options.
Mm-hmm.
Show them how they can achieve the same level of elegance and beauty while being mindful of their budget and the environment.
Be the disruptor, the rebel. The one who says, fuck tradition, let's do this shit our own way.
Yeah, and most importantly, listen to your clients.
Yeah.
Understand their vision, their values, their priorities. A sustainable wedding isn't a one-size-fits-all approach.
Hmm.
It's about tailoring the celebration to reflect the couple's unique personalities and desires.
It's about creating a wedding that's as authentic and badass as the couple themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about some specific areas where you can really shine as sustainable wedding vendors.
Oh, yeah.
Starting with florists.
Yeah.
You guys are the artists, the ones who can transform a space with the beauty of nature. Embrace that power.
And use it for good, damn it. No more boring cookie-cutter bouquets. Let's get creative.
Encourage your clients to think beyond the traditional rose and hydrangea arrangements.
Okay.
Introduce them to the world of local and seasonal flowers. Show them how stunning a bouquet of wildflowers or native plants can be.
And for the love of all that is, holy, ditch the floral foam. That shit's toxic as hell.
Yes.
There are so many eco-friendly alternatives out there.
Preach. Get on board with the foam-free movement. It's better for the environment and better for your health.
Now let's talk about caterers. You're the ones responsible for fueling the party, keeping those guests happy and energized.
Uh-huh.
But you can also play a huge role in reducing food waste and supporting sustainable agriculture.
Absolutely. Source your ingredients locally whenever possible. Work with farmers who use organic and regenerative practices. Offer plant-based menu options.
Right.
Get creative with your presentation to minimize food waste.
And don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. Compost those food scraps. Use reusable solvingware. Ditch the single-use plastics. Every little bit helps.
For you photographers and videographers out there, you're capturing those precious moments, the memories that will last a lifetime.
Right.
But you can also use your platform to promote sustainable wedding practices.
Yeah, show the world that eco-friendly weddings can be just as glamorous and stylish as traditional ones.
Highlight the beauty of natural settings, the creativity of sustainable decor, the joy of a celebration that's in harmony with nature.
Yeah.
Your images and videos can inspire others to make conscious choices.
You have the power to influence, to change perceptions, to make sustainability the new standard in the wedding industry. Don't underestimate that power.
And for all you badass wedding planners out there, you're the conductors of the orchestra.
Okay.
Ones who bring all the elements together to create a harmonious symphony.
I like that.
Use your skills and expertise to guide your clients towards a more sustainable celebration.
Be their fearless leader, their eco-warrior, their voice of reason in a world of wedding chaos.
Help them navigate the maze of vendors, the endless options, the overwhelming pressure to create the perfect wedding.
Right.
Remind them that perfection is overrated, that authenticity is key, and that sustainability is not a compromise, but an enhancement.
It's about creating a wedding that's not only beautiful, but meaningful, memorable, and aligned with their values.
Now let's take a moment to address the elephant in the room. We know that sustainability can sometimes come with a higher price tag.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real, weddings are expensive, period. It's all about priorities.
Exactly. If a couple is willing to drop 10 grand on a designer dress, they can damn well afford to invest in sustainable catering or eco-friendly decor.
And you as vendors can play a role in making those sustainable options more accessible and affordable.
Okay.
Offer package deals, partner with other businesses to create discounts, get creative with your pricing strategies.
Make sustainability the smart choice, not the luxury choice.
Remember, it's not about shaming couples who have different budgets or priorities.
Right.
It's about educating them, empowering them to make informed decisions, and showing them that sustainability is not an all-or-nothing proposition.
Mm-hmm.
Every little step counts.
And every badass wedding vendor and venue has the power to make a difference.
That's right.
So let's get out there and create some fucking magic.
All right, let's shift gears for a minute and talk about something that's often overlooked in the wedding world.
Okay.
The impact on the local community.
Ooh, getting all socially conscious on us, are we? I like it.
Hey, sustainability isn't just about the environment.
Okay.
It's about people, too. And weddings can be a fantastic opportunity to support local businesses, artisans, and community organizations.
Right on. Spread the wealth. Mm-hmm. It's like a big, fat, wedding-themed karma boost.
Exactly. So how can you, as wedding vendors, incorporate this community focus into your work? Well, for starters, think about where you're sourcing your goods and services.
Okay.
Are you supporting local farms, wineries, breweries? Are you hiring local musicians, DJs, entertainers?
Give those local businesses some love. Keep that money circulating within the community.
And don't forget about charitable giving.
Okay.
Encourage your couples to consider making a donation to a local cause in lieu of traditional favors, or offer to donate a portion of your profits to a charity that aligns with their values.
It's like a wedding with a purpose. A celebration of love and a force for good in the world.
Now let's talk about something that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh.
Education. As wedding vendors, you have a unique opportunity to educate your clients about sustainability.
Become the wedding whisperers of eco-consciousness. Plant those seeds of knowledge and watch them bloom.
Share your expertise, your passion, your insights.
Yeah.
Explain the why behind the what. Help your couples understand the impact of their choices.
Because knowledge is power, and empowered couples make badass decisions.
And don't be afraid to get creative with your educational approach.
Okay.
Create a sustainability checklist for your clients. Host workshops or webinars on eco-friendly wedding planning. Share articles, blog posts, and resources on your social media channels.
Make sustainability fun, engaging, and accessible.
Mm.
No more preachy, figure-wagging bullshit. We're talking about inspiration, not intimidation.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Just be willing to learn to grow and to share your journey with your clients.
Because, let's face it, sustainability is a journey, not a destination.
Right.
It's about constantly evolving, adapting, and finding new ways to make a positive impact.
And who knows, maybe you'll even inspire your clients to incorporate sustainability into other areas of their lives.
That's the ripple effect, baby.
Mm.
Wedding by wedding, couple by couple, we can create a world where sustainability is the norm, not the exception.
And that's a future worth fighting for.
So let's raise a glass to all you badass wedding vendors and venues who are out there making a difference. You're the ones who are changing the game, pushing the boundaries, and creating a more sustainable and beautiful future for the wedding industry.
Cheers to that.
And to all you couples out there who are planning your big day, remember this.
Yeah.
Your wedding is a reflection of you, your values, your love story.
Mm-hmm.
So make it a celebration that's not only unforgettable, but also mindful, meaningful, and in harmony with the world around you.
And don't forget to have fun. After all, it's your party.
That's it for this deep dive, folks. We hope you've learned some valuable insights, gained some inspiration, and maybe even had a few laughs along the way.
Until next time, keep it real, keep it sustainable, and keep on rocking those badass weddings.
Peace out. All right, we've covered a shit ton of ground here, from intention setting to eco-friendly invites. We've basically hacked the system for creating weddings that don't suck for the planet or the wallet.
Mm.
But Janae doesn't stop there.
Right.
She gets into some next level shit that I think is going to blow your minds.
You know how we're always talking about how weddings should be an authentic reflection of the couple, right?
Yeah.
Well, Janae takes that idea and throws it a goddamn parade.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me. What's this parade all about?
She calls it community integration.
Okay.
Basically, it's about weaving the couple's love story into the fabric of their community. And I'm not just talking about hiring local vendors, although that's definitely a part of it.
So what, like, are we going to start officiating weddings in the town square? I'm not sure I'm ready for that level of public exposure.
Hold your horses, cowboy. It's not about turning weddings into public spectacles. It's about finding ways to connect the celebration to the places, the people, the things that matter most to the couple.
Okay, I'm starting to see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Give me some examples.
Let's say the couple is obsessed with craft beer. Instead of serving some generic-ass Bud Light, you could partner with a local brewery to create a custom brew just for their wedding.
Oh.
Or maybe they're art lovers. You could source locally made ceramics for the table settings or commission a mural by a local artist as a backdrop for the ceremony.
Damn, that's actually pretty dope. It's like taking the wedding favors and blowing them up into this whole immersive experience.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It's about being thoughtful, creative, and tapping into the resources that are already available within the community.
Okay, I'm totally on board with this whole community integration thing.
Yeah.
But how do we get couples to buy into it?
That's where those killer intention-setting questions come back into play. If you can figure out what the couple truly values, you can start to brainstorm ways to integrate those values into the wedding.
So it's like a puzzle, and we're the badass puzzle master.
Hell yeah, we are. And the best part is there's no right or wrong answer. Every wedding is going to be different, just like every couple is different.
I love that. It's all about personalization, baby.
And let's not forget about the impact this can have on the community itself.
Right.
When you're supporting local businesses, showcasing local talent, and giving back to local organizations, you're not just creating a wedding, you're creating a ripple effect of good vibes.
It's like a wedding karma bomb exploding with awesomeness all over the damn town.
I dig it. And speaking of spreading the love, Janae also talks about the importance of educating couples about the environmental and social impact of their choices.
Yeah, because let's be real, most couples have no fucking clue about the carbon footprint of their wedding. It's like they think those flowers just magically appear out of thin air.
Right. So it's our job to gently guide them towards more sustainable options. And by gently, I mean with a healthy dose of sarcasm and a no bullshit attitude.
Exactly. We're not here to shame them or preach at them. We're here to empower them with knowledge and make sustainability feel like a fucking adventure.
Janae suggests creating a sustainability cheat sheet for couples outlining some simple swaps they can make to reduce their impact. Things like opting for digital invitations, choosing local vendors, and ditching single-use plastics.
I love that. Mm. It's like a sustainability starter pack for clueless couples.
Yeah.
And if they're really resistant to change, we can always bribe them with cake.
Cake solves everything. But seriously, the more we can educate couples about the power of their choices, the more we can shift the entire wedding industry towards a more sustainable and responsible future.
And that's what makes this whole damn thing so fucking exciting. We're not just planning weddings, we're shaping the future.
Hmm.
We're creating a world where love and sustainability can coexist in perfect badass harmony.
Cheers to that.
So to all you wedding rebels out there, keep rocking those unconventional weddings. Keep inspiring couples to create celebrations that are as unique and meaningful as they are.
And remember, sustainability isn't about perfection. It's about progress.
Right.
It's about making conscious choices one wedding at a time.
And that's a wrap on this deep dive, folks. We hope you've learned some shit, laughed your asses off, and maybe even felt a little bit inspired to shake things up in your own businesses.
Until next time, stay badass, stay sustainable, and keep those weddings fucking awesome.
Peace out.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.